Iuns a pretty small community of about 1,000 people in northwest Victoria. It's a pretty big farming area, mainly made up of grain. But the last year hasn't been a good one for the country town.
It's been a horrible year. We've had tragedy upon tragedy. We've lost numerous young people. It has rocked the community, but we're a strong community. We'll keep going.
As I sit and talk to Esther Cure, who runs the post office in the main street of Iuun, she explains why 2013 has been so tough on the community.
Started in February, we lost two local boys in a plane accident. Timmy had just had his licence. It was just devastating. It devastated the whole town for months. It rocked my husband. He was pretty much a spokesperson for Iuun. I think it took its toll on him because he also had a heart attack on the 10th of May this year and passed away.
Kerry Blanthorne works in a store on the main street. As I was speaking with her, she told me how difficult life can be in a small town.
I wouldn't mind living perhaps in a city where you weren't so connected with everyone when tragedy struck. When tragedy strikes in the country, we're all family, we all feel so deeply for everyone that's involved. In a city, sometimes I think you barely know your neighbours, so when tragedy strikes you, you're not caught up in it.
Steve Valance owns the Iuun Bakery.
I think the Iuun Football Club this year played one, maybe two games without armbands for the entire season. Some weeks there was two, some weeks there was three, one week there was three. So, yeah, it's been a pretty tough year emotionally for a lot of those guys throughout the entire year because it was friends and colleagues that we needed to remember.
Iuun's bakery almost closed earlier this year. Steve Valance since took over, which he says gave something back to the community.
We saw it as an opportunity that here's an iconic bakery in Iuun and it's a town that we want to live in. And it was just an opportunity for us to hopefully get in and revamp it and revitalise it and maybe kick some goals along the way.
Now, I did ask you how long you'd been at the bakery for. You've got quite a specific number in your mind.
Yeah, we have. Today is day 163.
And how do you know that?
We were probably open before we should have been. We weren't ready. We didn't have everything set up. So we wrote a short message on the board saying, today's day one. So, you know, please forgive us if the wheels fall off at any point. And it's just been a conversation starter right from the start. So we've just kept it up and updated that daily.
I was interested in finding a young person in the community and someone who was going to stick around.
Yeah, g'day, I'm Matt Allender. I'm 24, close to going on 25. I've lived in the region most of my life and work at Northwest Butchers, have done for the past 8 years. We were originally from Melbourne. I was born in Melbourne and come here when I was, say, well, four or five when we moved up here. And, yeah, parents both liked the small, close-knit community lifestyle, a bit laid back and that, so sort of haven't really looked back. 2013's been pretty ordinary for quite a few families. Whole community sort of bands together in tough times and you're down for a bit, but everyone sort of picks each other up and battles on and life goes on. Well, a lot of people do come back after they get their degrees, whether it be teaching or nursing or whatever else. It's come from a small, tight-knit community to and go away for university where it's all, yeah, big and a lot more people, and they probably prefer it, I suppose, to know everyone and like, it's not that far away from the cities. It's only 4 hours to Adelaide and an hour from, like I said, Mildura. Sort of here for the foreseeable future. I've just bought myself a house with my girlfriend now, and yeah, I quite enjoy living here, and so does she. So at this stage, I think we'll be here for the long haul, yeah.
At the start of the year, the town was faced with the deaths of two young men in a plane accident. Since then, three other people have died in different circumstances. Esther Cure knows how much the community can support each other, particularly after the passing of her husband.
Even on the morning he passed away, or the evening, the next morning, we had the paper round to still do, and there was about 11 people here ready to go at 4 o'clock in the morning just to help me out. I do remember walking in and seeing the shock on people's faces that I actually turned up for work, but it had been a long night. So I just thought, this is why we live here.